Oops. Okay, good morning, Rabotai. I apologize. Lots of traffic today, but Hashem Hashem Nasim Natsliach. Continuing a little bit where we left off yesterday, so we're in Siman Resh Nun Gimal about who is Ra'ui, who is worthy of receiving tzedakah. Okay, so now we're up to Saif Dalet. Yeah, so we're speaking about different things people have to sell or not in order to be eligible for tzedakah. Saif Dalet says, "Manan ba'al ha'bayta olech mimakom lemakom, v'chol ma'otav baderech ve'en lo ma'yochal, yitol tzedakah. U'chshiyachzor lebeto, eno chayav l'shalem." Which means, if you have a person who is going from place to place, and his money runs out on the way, which means he's not necessarily an ani, but when he's traveling, he runs out of cash. So the halacha is that he is, while he's traveling, he is allowed to accept tzedakah in order to eat and whatever else he needs along the way. And when he gets home, he doesn't have to pay back what, you know, what he accepted from tzedakah to his local kupat tzedakah. And the reason for that is, says the Ramad, because the situation is such, what happens if you have an ani, and then, I don't know, the ani plays the lottery, and he wins big. So does he have to pay back retroactively what he took him up with him? It doesn't work retroactively. So says the Ramah, it's the same thing. It's like a person was ani, and then became rich afterwards, in which case, he does not have to pay back what he took on the way. Which means that there are situations where a person can be a quasi-ani, and we've seen that in previous seifim as well. But let's say a person has all of his money in real estate and stuff like that, but he has no liquid, right? So remember, real estate is property. You can't eat property. You know what I'm saying? So you have to, there are certain situations, sometimes he has to sell, sometimes he doesn't, like we spoke about yesterday. So, says the Ba'aretim real quick, tzedakah, v'katav Rabbeinu Yerucham, delav davka noten mikupa shen tzedakah, ela afinu me'adam be'alma shepinneso derechesed, v'natan lo desipuko, kevan shelo hayalu nechasim be'ota sha'a. Which means that it's not only that he is allowed to take from the kupa, not only is he allowed to take from the communal tzedakah fund, he's allowed to even take from individuals. Let's say an individual comes over to him and he feels bad for him, and he gives him a nice amount. That's a bigger chidush, because the kupa tzedakah is meant for anim of the city, of people traveling, you know, through the city. But in terms of taking individual funds for tzedakah from people that offer it, that's even more of a chidush, and says Rabbeinu Yerucham that is likewise permissible because the guy becomes broke on the way. Says the Baritev Vayter, Omnam, im hayu lo nechasim o karkaot, afilu biyad acher, chayav leshalem im chaverot tov'o, zulat biyatom ani, im lo shekatav shebitorat alva'a zanoto, aval bistam ala. Which means that if he has karkaot in other people's hands, he would have to pay that back when the time comes, when he comes back home. So, Saif He. Mi shepirnes yatom v'haya mechaven lemitzvah, uchsheyigdil tava mimeno ma shepirneso patur. Which means, let's say a person was taking care of, was sustaining a yatom. Little kid, yatom, father, parents, whatever, passed away, and you're supporting him as he's grown up, and his kavanah was l'shem mitzvah, and then the guy, when he gets older, he has a change of heart. And then later on, he takes the yatom, when he grows up, he takes him to bed, and he says, I want you to pay me back everything that I supported you thus far. Are you crazy? He says, over there, la'alacha, the yatom is patur, says the Ramah, afilu hayal, what's the chidush over here? Afilu hayalo le'yatom be'ota sha'a, im lo shepiresh derech alva'a pirneso. Which means that the chidush over here, says the Ramah, is even if the Ramah at the time had money, the guy had money, the yatom had money, nevertheless, unless the person who's supporting him says that I'm doing it derech alva'a, I'm doing it as a loan, he doesn't have any claim against the yatom, and even when he grows up, he doesn't have to pay him back. But here's the clincher. Says the Ramah, v'davka yatom, aval acher afilu bistam nami amrinan shederech halva'a asa, me'achar shiyesh lo nechassim. Which means, let's say, by another person, anybody else besides for yatom, there's always an element of a mitzvah, which means whether the kid has, he doesn't, it feels bad for him, and he's doing a derech mitzvah, unless he says that he's doing a derech halva'a. But if he does the same thing to somebody else who has money, He's supporting somebody else. He's supporting another kid, another adult, whatever it is, who has money. You know he has money. The halacha is that since at the time that you were supporting him, he had money, there's no element of mitzvah over there. And therefore, there, when the time comes, if you want to ask for it back, it's understood that it was being done in a manner of a loan, and you're allowed to ask for it back. And the guy has to pay you back. You can't say, well, you should have said that it was for a loan. No, you have money. And there's no mitzvah to support somebody who has money. And therefore, unless he said specifically that it's bederech matana, he's going to be chayav to pay him back. Yeah? That's with regards to that. So, as opposed to yatom. Says, Maran, Vav, ani shegavulo leashlim lo demachsoro, ve'tiru al ma shetzarich, which means, let's say they made a collection for an ani. They wanted to collect for all of the needs of a certain ani. They collected. This happens a lot. They collect for a certain person, and then there's extra. What do you do with the extra? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Hamotar Shelo. The extra that they collected, we don't say that, well, one second, you collected the ani, I guess he has a budget. He knows exactly how much he needs. They collected for him. And there's more, there's extra. We say the ani can keep that too. Im gavu la'aniim stam ve'otiru, yishmeru la'aniim acharim. Which means, this is all if they collected for one specific ani. However, if they collected for a bunch of aniim, the halacha is, don't just, okay, you know, let's say they collected X amount of money for a bunch of aniim, and then they see they have extra. Don't distribute everything now. Since you collected for aniim stam, there's going to be more aniim. Right, the Torah says, "Kilo yichdal v'yom mikiravaretz." Keep the extra in the kupa for next time. When it's for an individual, for a specific person, since you collected for him, so you give him the extra as well. When it's for random anim, when it's not for a specific ani, you keep it for next time. And he says, "V'chin motar shavui l'oto shavui, ve'im gavu l'shavuim stam ve'otiru yishmeru otam l'shavuim acharim." Which means the same thing for ransoming a captive. If they collected for a specific captive, okay, and there was extra, you give the extra money to that same captive. But if they collected for captives, stam, in general, a general kupa, pidyon shvuim, yeah? Yad la'achim. Yeah, they collect for pidyon shvuim. And they have a little extra. They should keep that and not distribute it to the people who need it right then, because there's always going to be, yeah? Okay. Yeah. I mean, the Gabbai knows, yeah. I mean, whether or not he decides to disclose who it's for, but they're trusting him. He's saying, I'm collecting for Ploni, right, for person X. And then they trust him and they give it to him. You got to give it to that person, even if there's extra. Now, happens a lot with these, the online fundraisers. Sometimes they have a goal, right? Sometimes they have a goal and they reach it, and sometimes they have the bonus round. They reach, so over there, that's even better because, you know, many times an institution or whatever the cause that they're collecting for, many times it's just a rounded off number. They could always, you know, there's no institution that's going to say no to a little bit extra. But I'm saying, let's say you know exactly how much the tzedakah fund needs. Sometimes there's extra, you have to know what to do with it. Says the Shulchan Aruch, one more example. V'chin motar amet liyorshav. Motar metim lemetim, which means, let's say they collected money for a certain person's burial expenses or levaya or whatever it is, and there's extra. So the extra of that money goes to the yorshim. Okay, even though the yorshim might not be anim, but since people had in mind to donate specifically for this cause, there's no chiyuv to scale back all the extra and go find, you know, first of all, who does the extra go to? Who donated the extra? Go find who's the person who gave the money that was necessary and who gave the extra. Therefore, the Chachamim said, the money goes to the Yorshim. But if they collected stam, let's say they collected in general for the Chevra Kadisha, burial needs, not for any specific individual, the halacha is that that money stays in that fund and you don't distribute all of it, you know, immediately to whoever needs it. You keep the extra for future mitim. Yeah? There's always going to be mitim, unfortunately. That's the way it goes. What are you saying? Sure. We spoke about in Siman Resh Mem Tet, the Shulchan Aruch spoke about different levels. There are 8 levels of tzedakah, one on top of the other. So in Siman Resh Mem Tet, he actually speaks about that explicitly. Something very interesting. the Ibn Ezra, Alav Shalom, I just said that, you know, people are always going to be dying. So money that you give to a Chavar Kadisha is always going to be put to good use. It's not like, you know, the fund's ever going to dry out, because that's something, that's a good business also. You know, to have a cemetery or a funeral home, whatever, those are, you know, it's always in use, manasal. The Ibn Ezra, Alav Shalom, was known, he was extremely, extremely poor. Mamash, terribly poor. And he wrote, besides for his Perushim, Ala Torah, Nevi'im, Ketuvim, besides for that, he also wrote a lot of piyutim, poems. So in one of his poems that Chalavim actually read on Yom Kippur, it's very interesting. He was lamenting. He had really bad mazal. Like no matter what he touched, you know, sometimes people touch things and turns to gold, and whatever he touched turned to ash. You know, he was, in terms of his parnasa, terrible, terrible. And he had to go into exile to travel from place to place. Big story. So he wrote, he was trying to decry or lament his situation. Not that he was complaining, but he was just saying what it is. He says, if I was a candle maker, the sun would never set. And if I was a grave digger, people would stop dying. That's how bad his parnasa was. He said whatever line of business that he would try to go into, it would flop. So anyway, that's with regards to that. So we'll do one more halacha. Actually, this is a longer one. Bezat Hashem, we'll keep this for tomorrow, and we'll get ready for Shacharit. Kol Tuv, I apologize for the tardiness today. There's a lot of traffic. Mani Aseh.